Brian and Trisha in our morning conversation today. This one is, it's going to make you think, and you got to really listen.
A little bit of a puzzler.
Yes. Is macaroni and cheese called Mac because it's short for macaroni, or is it because Mac, M-A-C, is an acronym for macaroni and cheese?
That one really bothers me. I can't figure that one out.
It kind of, you actually said this to me yesterday, and as you said it, I said, what? And then I was like, wait a minute, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're making it a conversation today. Is macaroni and cheese called Mac because it's short for macaroni, or is it because Mac, the M-A-C, is an acronym for macaroni and cheese?
But most other pastas, you don't abbreviate them. Think about
True.
That.
I'm not calling spaghetti spa.
And you don't have spaghetti and meatballs. You don't say, I'm going to have some Sam.
Oh, true. Yeah. Yeah. I
see?
I don't know.
You know,
when you have elbow macaroni, but that's what this is. So elbow macaroni. What other kind of pastas are there? I can't even, spaghetti noodles and.
Well, there's linguine. There's, you know.
You're going to call it Lin?
Yeah. Let's have some guine or something. You know, I mean, I think that this really might be because it's an acronym.
But I don't know.
It's a BLT with some MAC.
Oh, see, this just kind of blows my mind. I've never, ever thought about it until yesterday. And
well,
I still haven't figured it out. So that's real helpful. Yeah. Is macaroni and cheese called Mac because it's short for macaroni? Or is it because Mac is an acronym for macaroni and cheese?
Brian and Trisha, Friday morning. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out. And we've got a great show on the way. What we've had in the last hour, if you missed it, it was great too. Sorry about that. We had a lot of fun. You should have been there.
So let's go back to our morning conversation. So this one is, it's stumping people. And some people are saying it's too early in the morning for this because their brains aren't ready. But this is a good one.
When I told you this yesterday, I tripped over myself even trying to tell you this.
Yeah, but you and I both, once you read it, and because we kind of just processed it together, and it was like, oh my goodness. So is macaroni and cheese called Mac because it's short for macaroni, or is it because Mac is an acronym for macaroni and cheese?
So Jerry Slaughter says, hey, it's too early for this. Laura Bates says, so when we eat a Big Mac, are we eating a big macaroni and cheese? All right, well, that brings up a whole conversation, because why is it even called the Big Mac, M-A-C?
Yeah, McDonald's
is spelled M little C big D.
Yeah.
Donald's McDonald, not MacDonald's.
Yeah, so why? Okay, let's take a little side road
here.
It
should be called the Big Mc.
That's why they call it the Mac, probably.
But why?
But why is it Mac?
Ryan Russell says it's Kraft, it's Kraft cheese and macaroni.
So,
which is another whole argument.
That would be Cam.
So George Bradley makes an interesting point. He says it's short for macaroni. Nobody says they want some Mac. They say they want some mac and cheese.
Yeah, he's got a good point.
My argument is, really? Because when people are saying they're going to go to a cash machine at a bank, an ATM, mm-hmm. which stands for automated teller machine, how many times do people say, I'm going to get some money out of this ATM machine?
So
maybe mac and cheese is just somebody saying, I want some macaroni and cheese.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's macaroni. Somebody says, chili mac has no cheese until you sprinkle it on top of the bowl. I don't know.
I have known plenty of people who made macaroni and cheese to put in their chili.
Not just
the noodles.
No,
that way they got, you know, because there are people who are bad people who put noodles in their chili. But there are people who also then will also add cheese.
Yeah.
So some people literally cut out the middleman, just make macaroni and cheese and put it in their chili.
I've never known
and
anybody to do that.
Chili Mac.
Chili Mac.
So see, I'm telling
you. Macaroni and cheese.
No, it's just Chili Mac. Which
I know,
means chili,
but I'm
macaroni,
saying that if you're
cheese.
Using it as an acronym, then it's chili, macaroni, and cheese.
But you wouldn't say chili, mac, and cheese. You just say chili mac.
Yeah. All right, so.
My face hurts. This is making me tired.
Face hurts.
This is so weird.
Is macaroni and cheese called Mac because it's short for macaroni, or is it because Mac is an acronym for macaroni and cheese? Help us figure it out, or don't. I mean, because it really doesn't matter at the end of the day.
No.
Who cares, but...
just put it in your mouth because it's
fun,
good.
Fun while we're doing it.
Hey, Brian and Tricia.
I think that it's just mac and cheese because it was exactly like mac, and you walked up to someone saying, "I'm going to eat a little bit of mac," it would sound like you're going to eat a person.
Oh, okay. That's not where my mind went.
I don't know who this is, but I like you, man.
What's your name? Owen, remember I answered the impossible question, still need to pick up my prize?
Yes, Owen, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
You're welcome, bye.
Bye. Bye. Glass Animals and Heat Waves, Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. Morning conversation is up and running, and this is getting people kind of going this morning.
It is. The morning conversation is macaroni and cheese called Mac because it's short for macaroni, or is it because Mac is an acronym for macaroni and cheese?
Wesley Bates said, "I think the cheese is the troublemaker here. This all goes back to the argument you guys had a while ago about the block of cheese, loaf of cheese, or brick of cheese."
Oh, do you remember that? That was a great conversation.
People still come up to me and mention, that was a crazy show that morning.
And that was just weird. Velveeta, brick, loaf, or block.
Yeah, and they accept all of those as an answer. Yeah. I'm sorry, that's not real. That's not real at all. So yeah, that's on Facebook. We're also taking your phone calls at 270-763-9830. And getting really interesting input on this. Mac is definitely short for macaroni. Not only do we say we would like some mac and cheese, we also say we like chili mac. But I argued that I've seen people put macaroni and cheese in the chili.
Yeah.
And if you're going to add noodles of some sort to your chili and call it chili mac, I bet you also put some cheese in there.
Maybe.
But you don't call it chili mac and cheese.
Yeah, you've got a point. Elena says, but wait, am I the only one with their mind blown this morning? Because until this very moment, it never even occurred to me that mac could be an acronym for macaroni and cheese. I'd never thought about it.
I ran across this yesterday. It's bothered me ever since. All right, let's go to the phone. Hey, Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Hey, so I don't have a dog in the mac and cheese fight, but you had mentioned ATM, an automatic teller machine.
Uh-huh.
And so why do people say PIN number?
Exactly. Ooh, see, that's my point. That's my point exactly.
Yes, you're right.
PIN is personal identification number. So why would you ever say, I need your PIN number?
No.
I need your personal identification number.
Exactly. The same thing as ATM machine.
That, you know what else that reminds me of? What do you call a canine that is very small?
It's a tiny.
It's a puppy.
Okay.
But why do people say puppy dog? A puppy is always a dog.
That's true.
What is wrong with people?
Look at this. Now my brain's going to be rolling all day.
Well, I'm glad we could help, I guess.
Maybe. Thank you for feeding into it.
My brain rolls anyway.
Well, who's this?
It's Gwen.
Good morning, Gwen. You have a great day. Glad we could derail your train.
All right. Have a great day.
Hey, Brian and Tricia.
Well, here's my output on the mac and cheese. Anytime I've ever asked for macaroni and cheese, I say, hey, we want mac and cheese for supper. And if you sit and really think about it, anything that has that's abbreviated or acronyms or whatever you want to call them, usually the and, buts, ors, or whatever, those letters are not usually in there, and they are small.
Oh.
Letters. Okay. So that's my input on it.
Okay.
So you're thinking it's just short for macaroni.
Yeah. Because anytime everybody I've ever heard say, hey, you want mac and cheese for supper?
Yeah, because
you have
I always
a good point.
Yeah, and I do say mac and cheese. I don't just say mac when I'm referring to macaroni and cheese. Yep. So
and you're right. The
big,
and is the small
key
part.
Is usually when the mac and cheese, the and would not even be a letter in it or anything else. I can't think of an example right now of something that's like that. But
well, NASA usually the. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, but
there
they just said there's an extra A that they don't even
not
use.
NASA.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
Kygo and DNCE, Dance and Feet, Brian and Tricia, Quixie 98.3. Morning conversation is still going, and this one's kind of a puzzler. My friend Brad Dietzman, we used to work together, he said, your mac and cheese thing. Here's another way to think about it. The symbol for the Mac is an apple. Therefore, you're actually asking for apples and cheese.
Oh, what? But some people eat apples and cheese
and
together.
He said, it's a pretty good snack, man. You should try it.
Huh.
He said, I know maybe that sounds corny, but I was listening to the morning conversation and thought I would weigh in.
That's another way to look at it.
So, you know, hey, Mom, I want mac and cheese.
Well, what did your sister say?
But there's a type of an apple that is a Macintosh.
Oh.
You could be very specific.
Yes.
If you say, I want mac and cheese, you might mean I want a Macintosh apple and some cheese.
There you go.
My sister pointed out that this whole thing of, is MAC the acronym for macaroni and cheese, or is it just short for macaroni? And I pointed out, like, people will say ATM machine.
Yeah.
Or they'll say pin number.
Right.
She said the one that really bothers her is when people say hot water heater. It's just a water heater.
You're not heating the hot water.
No, the
You're
water doesn't
the water
get
hot.
In there hot and then get hotter.
You're right.
It takes cold water and heats it up. Therefore, it is a water heater. Period.